What's up, you? What's up? Hi. Okay, that sounded so fake. But anyways, hi guys, what's up? You know the drill, do you? Actually, I don't know. But welcome back to another episode of Exhale with Sky Taisha. We're finally on episode 5. It was going to be one of my favorite episodes, maybe, I don't know. But today we're going to be talking about acting. And if you know me for a while, you probably don't, but yeah. If you've known me or know anything about me, you should know that I love acting. If you watch my YouTube videos, I talk about it sometimes. Maybe if you watch the 30 Things About Me video, if you didn't, you should go watch it. You know, my name is Skylar Taisha on YouTube. You should go watch it. Anyways, so if you know anything about me, you know, I've loved acting for basically all my life. I've always wanted to do it, but I never had the resources, or I don't know if I use resources in the right way, but I don't know. Okay, so I've never had the thing, like I never had an agent. I don't have an agent still. I've never known like where I could book gigs. I didn't even know that I needed an agent. Since this year, I think it was January or March, one of those, hold on. Oh, okay, that felt good. What's wrong with my nose? Okay, so I didn't know I needed an agent. I didn't know anything about acting, but I just wanted to do it. So the question of the day is, why do I want to do acting? My answer for this question is because I like putting myself in other shoes. I love being on camera. If you didn't know that, I have a YouTube channel. So I love being on camera. I love scripts. I love just being somebody else while being myself. I love bonding with people. Oh, I love the food that they serve for snacks. I love getting my makeup done. I love getting my hair done. Nails, everything. And acting is just mind-blowing, to be honest. It's really a lot of work. I'll get into stories. But it's really a lot of work and everything. But hard work pays off and it's really fun, okay? That's all I gotta say for that question. Now, we all know that this is about acting. So guess what I'm finna do? I'm finna talk to you about this thing. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know. Okay. So our first topic within this topic today is to talk about my dreams. Okay, my dream is being in a TV show. On any TV show thing. What am I saying? Okay, my dreams are to be on a TV show, mainly Disney or Nickelodeon. I don't know, but I've grown up watching the both of them, and I just love Disney, and I just love Nickelodeon. So I'm only 14 years old, so hopefully, cross fingers, hoping, praying to the Lord that I end up getting a gig this year or next year before I turn 15, so I could be 14 and on a TV show. All right, so I want to be either on a Netflix movie or Netflix season show type thing. Like, yeah, it's basically a TV show. Same thing. So I want to be on Netflix. 2. And that's basically all my dreams. Basically. All my dreams for acting. I probably want to be on... I want to be on Broadway. Let's go. I want to be on Broadway. One day. Hopefully. I'm praying that I get to do what I want to do. But right now, we gotta take it easy and just hope for the best. Now... the next topic within the topic, we're going to talk about my goals. I basically talked about my goals just now. I don't know why I'm talking like this. Like, I don't know why I'm talking like this. I just feel the need to be funny when I'm not actually funny, because I'm just talking like that for no considerate reason, and I don't know why I'm talking like that. So please excuse me. I don't know why I'm talking like that. Hope this episode is still enjoyable, because I sound like a literal douchebag. All right. So my goals are, one, to be an inspiration for others. Two, to be somebody that people can look up to. Three, a comedian. I want to be a comedian. It's fun. I am funny sometimes. If you don't think so, I'm sorry. Why am I talking like this? I don't understand. Okay. Which goal am I on? Am I on 4 or 3? 3, 4. I don't remember, so I'm just not going to say a number. My other goals is to be on Broadway, to be on a TV show, to act in a movie, to meet Will Smith, to go to Fashion Week. I just want to go to Fashion Week because I love fashion, but this is for next episode. So, let's continue. That's basically all my goals. Like, I just have literally simple goals that are not easy to accomplish if you don't have an agent or manager, or if you don't have a parent. Like, okay. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Okay, that's literally all my goals. Like, it's not like it's goals that somebody can accomplish in life, but it takes a lot of steps to get there. And I'm willing to take all the steps that it needs because I want to be a TV star. And for me, the next topic is like why I love acting. Most people are like, oh, acting, you can get all the money, you can be famous. But that's literally not the case for me, because I don't need fame or money. I would like it, but I don't need it, because once I'm doing something that I love doing, it doesn't matter. Right? It doesn't matter. I've been dancing for almost 12 years. Next year, I'll make 12 years. I've been dancing, and I'm not doing it for money. So most people are basically like, oh, I get money and I get fame. But that's literally not the case with me, because money and fame can always come and they can always go. So once you're doing something that you like, stick with it. And don't worry about the fame or the money, because eventually if you're acting in a big movie, you have a big role, it's gonna come, but it can get taken away or it can leave, right? So that's literally not the case for acting. My moral of that story I just told was just to do what you love and not depend on money or fame. So, yeah, ow, I just tried to burst a blackhead and it hurt. I don't know why I'm doing that while I'm talking, but yeah. All right, next topic within my topic is how acting makes me feel. Okay, so I'm gonna tell this very, very long story before I say something about that. Okay. Oh my god, someone help me! Okay, so this, I think it was, I don't remember the date. Hold up, I'm going to look for the date because I honestly do not remember which date it was at all. And that's so bad. That's literally so bad. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to talk about is Disney had an opening call on their website. It was literally actually Disney Channel, right? They asked you to send an audition at home. They gave you this script that you had to learn and then submit the form. It was a form that you had to fill out and then the video, right? So this day I got home from school. I was like, all right. It's time to rock Disney's world. At this time, I didn't know anything about acting. I didn't know how to sound. I didn't know what to do. Like, I was just trying to interpret like how people acted on TV, right? So I came home all pumped, right? I tried to make a YouTube video, but I was like to get ready and like do it, but it didn't work out. So I literally just, the video's in my phone, right? So I look for the best outfit in my closet. Like, I digged up the best outfit in my closet. I don't think I put on makeup. No, I didn't put on makeup, but at the time my hair was in like box braids. So they were gold box braids too. So I just styled my hair, did edges, put on lip gloss, read off the script 1,000 times before I started the video. And then this is what I did. I used my phone, right? I put it on the window right in front of the balcony because that's where you get good lighting. So I did that, right? I did that. And I started saying my script. And I kept messing up. It was really, really irritating for me because I was like, I have to get this down. And literally, looking back at that video now, I had no emotions. I just literally said words. And then I had my aunt read out the other parts because they're like, the other parts, let somebody read it out to you, like they're acting. And then you just reply to them, but look at the camera and you know how they do it. Like, it's a, I forgot what it's called. It's been months since I haven't read my scripts. Okay, so, right, I did all of that and then I submitted it. It's from January to now. I have not gotten an email. I have not gotten anything from Disney Channel. So, right now, I'm thinking that they literally were like, what is this? And threw it away, right? That's what I'm thinking. Now, after that, I felt, what did I feel? Did I feel discouraged? Nah, I don't think I felt discouraged. I just felt like, oh, I'm not going to get a call back. So, doesn't make any sense. Now, for years, I've been searching for open calls and stuff. And then there was this one day I was scrolling through Instagram, literally just scrolling through Instagram. And I found this thing on their website. It was from CGTV. It was from CGTV on their Instagram. They're like, oh, we're hosting this open call in this place at this time, you can apply. And my mentor is Adrian Armonte. If you don't know him, he is what's his name? He's Esteban in The Sweet Life. Wait, The Sweet Life. What am I saying? The Sweet Life on Deck and The Sweet Life from that. What am I saying? Okay, The Sweet Life. And then The Sweet Life on Deck with Zach and Cody. He was Esteban or whatever. How do I say it? What did I just say? All right. So that's who he is. And it was February now. So in January, I got discouraged because I thought I would never act again. Then I found that in February and I booked it, right? So I drove. I live about it was an hour and a half or 2 hours away from the place. So it was February 22nd, the date, that's the exact date, February 22nd. I drove up, me, my mom, my siblings, and my aunt, we drove up to that place. And before that, they had given us a script to learn like a day or 2 days before. So I get the script online and I'm reading it out. I was very good at it. I was like, yes, and this time, blah, 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 blah. A bunch of emotions and everything, because at this time I knew what I wanted to do with acting and I could have felt the emotions. I tried to do everything because I did acting classes and everything. So like online. So I was like, I got this, right? I was like, I got this. We drove up. We went to the place. We're at the place. It was like in a banquet hall in different sections. So people would, it'll be a room full of kids and then you have to audition in front of everybody. That's how it went. I got there. They gave me this script with a whole different script on it. They gave me this paper and it was a whole different script. I was like, I am not gonna get in. I am going to fail. I know I'm not going to rock this how I was going to rock my other script, because at this time it was like 15 minutes before we had to audition and he just gave us a script. So I was like, oh my God, like, oh my gosh. And I was so, so scared that I wasn't going to get in. And I just sat there and I just read it over. And you needed, why am I forgetting the names of this thing? Okay, so you needed a, man, okay, what is it? Okay, you needed a headshot, right? So I booked a whole photo shoot, went, get my headshots done and everything. I get to the place, right? I already read the script, just reading it, trying to practice. And it's time to put in your paper that they gave you with your headshot and your it's kind of like a resume. No, it wasn't a resume yet, right? So it was time to just give them your headshot, right? So I look in my bag and I'm like, mommy? She's like, oh, yes. And I'm like, I forgot the headshot at home. And at this time, my belly broke down because I was like, okay, I drove 1 hour and 30 minutes or 2 hours to forget my headshot that I paid a lot of money for. So I had to tell my aunt, I'm like, okay, we still have a couple more minutes. I need you to go to Walmart and bring it immediately. So the woman was like, oh, it's fine. You don't need the headshot yet. We're just collecting them. So what you can do is just go down the hall. So I was devastated. I was scared, everything. So we go into the hall. It's like, at first I didn't know it was Adrian Almonte. So we just go in and they talk to us. They showed us everything. They showed us the people who were successful going through them and stuff like that. We had a talk and then they're like, it's a surprise now. Now it's time for a surprise celebrity to come out. And then Adrian Almonte comes out. Everybody is clapping and everything. And he's like, okay. He talked for a very long time. I think I was there from 12 to... No, I was there from 11 to like 6 in the evening, I think. Or like 4, one of those. I don't know. But I know it was... Was it? No, it wasn't night. It was close to night because the sun was going down. So we got there and everything. He talked and then we got a couple minutes. And then my aunt pulled up and my mom's like, I'll be right back. I'm going to run and get the headshots and then I'm going to come back. So she came back and everything was good. I was still nervous. I was extremely nervous. And then they're like, okay, you guys have to sit down and wait. So we sat there for like an hour. And then we went up to the people. They asked us a few questions about acting and stuff. I don't really remember what they were. They asked us our age and everything. And then they wrote down the stuff on a paper, clipped our headshots to it, and kept it for like files and stuff. So now it was time to audition after that. We're in a line. And then they say, all kids who are auditioning, come in the room, and all parents come in the room. They say, one, the parents on the right side and the kids on the left. So, yeah, that's what we did. Now, it came to my time to audition, but he had told us, he's like, okay, so some of you just got this, They're like, some of you just got this script today, so you can read off the paper, right? So, it was my time. We had to stand in the middle. There wasn't any label or anything. You just said, stand in the middle. So I stand in the middle and I did my part. I put some dance moves in there to make it kind of realistic. I got scared because people that went before me were like, fantastic. Like when I tell you they were fantastic, they were fantastic. But they didn't come to play. So, what is that? Oh, it's my hair. So I got done, went out the room, and I was so scared. They were like, okay, if you get a call. Really? It's not the time. It's not the time. Okay, so they're like, if you get a call back, you have to come back tomorrow. And if you don't get a call in a next, if you don't get a call by tonight, then you didn't get in. So I kept telling myself, I'm not going to get in. I'm not going to get in. Went home and I was so scared. My mom was like, you're going to get in. You have to speak it in existence. It's going to happen. I didn't go to sleep. I was literally sitting in the front room and it was like 10 o'clock. That's the time they say they were going to message or call the people that were in it. I sat down. And my mom just screamed, like this loud scream. She's like, ah! And I'm like, hold up, what's happening? Then she screamed my name. She was like, Skyla! And I was like, yes. And I went. And she's like, you got in. I'm so proud of you. And I'm like, she was more excited than me. I didn't scream. I didn't cry. I was just happy. She was so excited. She was more excited than me. Like, she was more excited than me, and it was just mind-blowing. So, it was, I think, February 22nd. It was a Saturday, and how I remember that is because they said it was Saturday, and then the callback was a Sunday. So, after that, I was like, okay, I got a callback. I gotta go, and then it was Sunday morning. No, it was actually night because they said you gotta pick the morning time or the evening time. So we went there. It was like 6 something and I didn't leave until like 9 or 10. So we got the packages that we needed. We got we got talked to by Adrian Almonte about what's going to be happening after that. Mind you, wait. Oh, that was loud. Okay, so we got talked to by Adrian Almonte. We took pictures. He told us what was happening. We got our packages and everything. And then he was like, so on this day to this date, you're going to be in Calgary. And because of I was supposed to be there for May. Because of Corona, it got pushed to July. Because of Corona, it's now pushed to December. But now the place that I live in is opened up and we can travel to the different places in the different places in that country. So I think we're on. But the only problem is that he lives in Los Angeles. probably should have said not said that, but you probably knew. He lives in Los Angeles, and if America's not open by then it's have to be pushed to now till next year. And what it is a showcase where he brings in all the agents and managers from Los Angeles and the place I live in to the show. And then for me, I have a week with him and a lot of more acting celebrities from Disney movies and movies and stuff like that. So what we do is we have three things that we have to prepare. I started preparing them, but then I stopped because of Corona because it didn't make sense. But we have to do a comedy. We have to do a serious, and then it's like a commercial one. So I know which ones I'm doing. I just haven't practiced them anymore because of Corona. I'm going to start like soon because it's coming up soon. So I'm going to start soon. It's basically a showcase. And then I have a week with all the celebrities, blah, blah, blah. We practice the first day. They figure out which one they like better. And then the sixth day, we go to our practice. And then later after practice, like 6:30, we have like a karaoke night where you dress up in ball gown or whatever, you know. And then the next day is our showcase. And that's basically it. I am beyond excited because I want to act. Like, I literally want to act. It's so fun. And I'm literally a character myself. If I miss it, so myself, right? So, yeah. What am I talking about again? What? Doing? I think it's, what is it? How it makes me feel. I just explained all of that. I love acting. So now the next one is doing all it takes. You should do all it takes. Follow your dreams. Do all it takes to get to where you want to be. See, in January, I failed, but then I found something in February. And all my life, from I was probably 9. Okay, I'm a researcher. I research everything. To this day, I use Backstage, and I search up, like, acting stuff that I can do without having a manager or agent yet. And I keep searching. I search basically every day looking for acting stuff to do. So if one of you listening to this knows an agent or manager, please hit me up. Please tell me so I can send in a resume and do something. Because Lord, I need an agent or manager because I need to act, right? I need to act. What am I saying? Period. All right, so back to doing all what it takes. If you have to start out modeling, doing YouTube, writing songs, anything to get you there, do it. Do it. Literally do it because it helps, right? It helps because then if you're a public figure, people know you, people are going to reach out to you to audition for them. There's managers where you can reach out to them. So all you need to do is go on Instagram or search Google and look for managers. Have your resume, your headshots, and everything ready. Send it all in an email. And yeah, basically you just got to go for it. Right, you just have to take chances, and yeah, that's basically it. For me, I'm literally telling you something that I would not do because I know an agent and I've reached out to them before. I was like, hey, I see you do acting classes in Los Angeles. Are you guys doing it online because of the coronavirus and stuff like that? And they were like, yeah, we have acting classes. I'm not sure yet, but I'll get back to you and let you know. right? I should have sent in my resume and a headshot, but I'm going to email them soon. I'm going to email them soon because I'm actually really scared to email them. They're really good. It's, I'm not going to tell you the name because I want to get in. Okay. So yeah, just do everything that you think you need to do. You can go online. You can find scripts that you could practice in your room. You can make at-home reels. Is that, yeah, like at-home reels and stuff that you need to do. Honestly, it's very helpful because once you have a script and everything and you keep going over it, if you have acting classes, I get my acting classes off of Backstage. I literally go on Zoom with a bunch of other kids and an acting instructor on Zoom, and we literally just do acting classes on Zoom, and it's actually helpful because I've learned a lot and you could learn a lot too. I've been in an acting class with Kylie Cantrell from Disney and Jada Marie from Descendants. They helped me. I wrote down a lot of stuff, like a lot of stuff I wrote down to help. They said some stuff and I wrote down. Do I have a picture? I think I deleted the picture of them, but I probably have it in my phone somewhere. But yeah. All right, so next, this is a funny question that I wrote down, and I wrote down a script for it, but I'm not gonna say it because I feel weird saying it now because I just talked about doing all what it takes. So if I the question, I'm going to tell you the question, then I'm going to act up my answer. The question is like, do you have all it takes? Then I say, no. I'm just joking. I do. Okay, that's so weird. That's so weird. Okay, so next what I want to say. If you don't have confidence to think or know you have what it takes, practice, train, shut up phone, practice, train, build up yourself, know your worth, get used to being rejected. Now, let's get on this, rejection. You can't be afraid of rejection. There's going to be tons. What is it? Tons? Saying there's going to be tons of people that reject you. It can be agents, it can be producers. Extremely, you're going to have a lot of rejections, and you just have to know how to deal with rejection. Like, you can't be like, oh, I got rejected, I'm never going to do acting again. Like, you can't have that attitude. Rejection brings success. So you can be rejected 1,000 times and then get 1,000 jobs after that, or even just one job after that. So you have to keep going. You have to have the confidence, and you have to build yourself up to that. I don't know the word, but you have to build up yourself to think and feel that you got it all, and you just gotta know, like, this is what I want to do, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do all it takes. I'm going to train. Training is a big thing. You have to train, or I don't know. If you're just a born actor or actress, anything, then you got it, right? But even that, you still have to train because you don't know it all. And you training and people that's been in the acting business and stuff helping you is what you need, right? So I used to train about a couple weeks ago. I stopped because I'm dealing with YouTube, my podcast and stuff. But I'm going to go back to training on the weekends because I did it on like weekdays and stuff. And plus I was doing like homeschool, so it was a lot. It was a lot. So that's all that I'm saying. And then you have to put yourself, I literally wrote it down. You have to have tough skin is what I meant. You have to have tough skin. Wow, Skylar. Read, Skylar. Okay, so you have to put yourself out there. And I said this before. You can apply to agents and managers. You could apply yourself to them. You can send in a resume and your headshots and be like, I want you. I want you. Out of all people, I want... I'm sorry. Okay, you gotta be like, out of all people, I want you. I want you to agent me. That didn't make any sense. You have to be like, I want you to... What is the word? Oh, I forgot the word. I want you to represent me. I want you. You're the only one that I look to. I want you to represent me. And they're going to be like, okay, we're going to represent you. I mean, not all people are going to be like that. Because you have to send in reels and stuff. But not all people are going to be like that. But that's how you reach out to people. You have to reach out to them. Even sending them just a simple email. Hey, if I sent you in some reels and stuff and my headshots and resume, would you take me on and represent me? You have to send in stuff like that. You could even send them a Instagram or anything, DM and stuff like that, you know? Honestly, all I can tell you is to always have confidence, because if you don't have confidence, nobody's going to take you seriously. And I've talked about this a lot in my gaining confidence video. But literally, if you don't have confidence, if you're like pouty, if your back is like slouched down, and literally, you have to have confidence, because nobody's going to take you seriously. What you're going to do is you're going to lift up your chin, straighten your back. If you're standing up, cross your legs. Feel like you're busy. Act busy. If you have to act busy, play like you're on a phone call. Do something. If you're like going to a casting call, because you have to look confident, and then they're going to take you seriously. And the last thing I have to say before I end, well, it's not the last thing, but like the right before the last thing I have to say before this episode is over is be yourself. And this is a topic that a lot of people don't touch on, I think. All right, so you need to be yourself. They're not looking for what you are going to be after you get the role. They're looking for who you are, not the character. They're looking to see your sense of humor and how you bring the script to life and how you bring these ideas to the table. Like, if you know what I mean, like if you're playing an angry man, you can't be like, I hate you. You have to like express that and, you know, do stuff like that. So that's what you're going to have to do. You have to put it on demand. You have to be the best you can be, and you have to be confident. The last thing that I have to say is remember to go for it. All right. Remember to go for it. You can do this. So just go for it. Take chances. And even though I don't know that you're taking a chance, listen to me. I am supporting you. Okay? I support you. Support all your decisions. Be you, girl, boy, they. Okay. So that's literally all I have to say. Now, new episodes every Tuesday at 12 p.m. EST. Make sure to follow all of my social media at Skylar Taisha, SkylarTyeshA. Also, my YouTube channel at Skylar Taisha. I'm now at 293 subscribers. It's not a lot, but I'm thankful for it, because I could have been to like 30 subscribers. So thank you all. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I love you all very much. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Make sure to subscribe, and you can send me a voice message and ask me questions about this episode, or tell me stuff that you think I should have put in there about this episode. I will put it in the episode and I will answer your question, or I will put it in the episode and then explain stuff. You know, just message me. Okay. Bye, guys. Have a great day. Hope you enjoyed this episode once again. Bye. Love ya. Mwah.